AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare's CEO has been charged with murder as an act of terrorism.
This was a killing that it was intended to evoke terror. And we've seen that reaction.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Luigi Mangione was already charged with murder in the killing of Brian Thompson. But this terror allegation brought forward by Bragg is new.
This was a frightening, well-planned, targeted murder that was intended to cause shock and attention and intimidation.
Under New York law, a charge like this is brought when an alleged crime is trying to intimidate or coerce people or the government through murder, assassination, or kidnapping. Thompson was shot dead as he walked to a Manhattan hotel. UnitedHealthcare was holding an investor conference. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A jury in San Francisco convicted tech consultant Nemo Momeni of second-degree murder in the stabbing death last year of Cash App CEO Bob Lee. The jury rejected the defense claim of self-defense. Lee's death raised doubts about public safety in San Francisco. Brooke Jenkins is the local DA.
We are a city committed to accountability. We are a city committed to public safety, and that when something bad happens, which we can't always control, that law enforcement at every level will respond.
The police chief in Madison, Wisconsin, Sean Barnes, says the motive for yesterday's school shooting was a combination of factors.
On the question of bullying, we're talking to students to understand whether bullying was one of those multiple factors.
The shooter died of a self-inflicted gunshot. A lawsuit by a group of Palestinians in Gaza and American relatives accused the State Department of giving Israel a pass when it comes to U.S. law meant to limit military aid over human rights abuses. The government says retail sales got a boost last month. Stocks finished lower, the Dow down 267 points. This is AP News. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israeli forces will stay in a buffer zone on the Syrian border for the foreseeable future. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Standing atop Mount Hermon, about 6 miles from Syria's border with the Israeli-held Golan Heights, Netanyahu said Israeli troops will remain until another agreement is found to ensure the Jewish state's security. It was apparently the first time a sitting Israeli leader stepped foot that far into Syria. Israel's capture of the demilitarized area in Syrian territories drawing criticism that it's violated a 1974 ceasefire setting up the buffer zone. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says a deal is a deal.
Occupation is occupation. Whether it lasts a week, a month, or a year, it remains occupation.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.